You're listening to SBS News.
Border closures are back on the agenda for National Cabinet, and Friday's meeting will see the state and territory leaders try to come up with an acceptable definition of a COVID-19 hotspot. The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says Queensland's criteria for reopening its border with her state is too onerous. New South Wales recorded 12 new cases, including 3 where the source of the infection is not known. Gladys Berejiklian says Queensland wants to see 2 incubation periods, the equivalent of 4 weeks with 0 community transmission, before it will lift its travel ban.
The guideline that's been set by the Queensland government in relation to when they reopen their border is a pretty tall order. I don't know anywhere on the planet where a society can function openly and productively during a pandemic and give an assurance that you're going to have 0 cases of community transmission for a prolonged period.
Former Prime Minister Paul Keating says he's not a supporter of border closures. He told the ABC the state and territory borders should be open unless there's a major emergency.
I'm not one for border closures. I basically don't agree with border closures anywhere. It is a national economy, and the economy is going to be stronger if people can move. Unless you had big emergencies, and we had an emergency on the New South Wales-Victorian border, which is now abated broadly, I think. The case for keeping border closures is a very poor case.
Authorities in Victoria say case numbers are not as low as they'd like as preparations continue for Sunday's announcements, where Premier Daniel Andrews will release 2 separate reopening plans, one for metropolitan Melbourne and the other for regional Victoria. Victoria had 113 new cases and another 15 deaths. Daniel Andrews says there's a chance some of the existing restrictions may need to continue.
I can't rule out that we have to continue rules. I simply can't. Everything's on the table. We'll be driven by the data and the science, how many cases there are, the types of cases there are, and some modelling. It is a very big exercise.
Victoria Police has promised to arrest people if they decide to take part in anti-lockdown demonstrations planned for this weekend. Assistant Commissioner Luke Cornelius says 3 people have been charged with incitement and police have spoken to 80 people about the planned demonstrations.
We should all be doing our level best. Staying at home and not leaving home to protest is the best way to ensure that we can recover our lives, recover our jobs, and recover some sense of normality. Don't let selfish behaviour get in the way of this.
A Victorian woman who live-streamed her own arrest for allegedly organising an anti-lockdown protest has now apologised. 28-year-old Zoe Bueller says she didn't realise she'd done anything wrong by setting up a Facebook event asking people to protest in the regional city of Ballarat.
Sorry about my bimbo moment. I didn't realise that I wasn't allowed to. And I did kind of want to protest in Melbourne, but obviously I knew I wasn't allowed to do that. So I just wanted to feel like I was doing something, standing up for human rights. I'm just a passionate person and I'm sick of the lockdowns. I'm sick of hearing about suicides. I personally lost my job, and just sick of watching the economy collapse.
The Labor Party is continuing to put pressure on the federal government over Richard Colbeck's performance in the aged care portfolio. The Senate censured the minister with the support of every member of the crossbench. Speaking ahead of the vote, Labor's Penny Wong told the Senate Australia must do more to protect elderly Australians.
This nation must do better, this minister must do better, the Morrison government must do better, and the Senate should express our view that it must do better by censuring this minister. The country has lost confidence in this minister. He has lost the confidence of the parliament, he has lost the confidence
Order,
of his colleagues,
Senator
and he
Wong,
should be censured.
Scott Morrison defended Senator Colbeck's performance and his government's overall approach, saying its actions have ensured that it's mitigated the terrible blow caused by COVID-19, including in the aged care sector. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.